I'm Mr. Red. A horse is a horse, of course, of course. And no one can talk to a horse, of course. That is, of course, unless the horse is the famous Mr. Red. Go right to the source and ask the horse. He'll give you the answer that you endorse. He's always on a steady course.
Oh, man.
Talk to Mr. Red.
That's the only horse I ever saw that could talk. I remember that. When I was a kid. 838 at 100.
Mr. Ben.
Mr. Ed.
Mr. Ben. Mr. Ed.
A horse is a horse.
Yes, of course, of course.
And this one will talk to
him. All right. It's 8:39 at 100.3 WNOX.
Good morning, everyone. And we're glad that you're with us. This segment between now and 9 o'clock this morning, I'm going to talk to my cousin. He's Dr. Ed Jones. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back.
Oh yeah, it's our pleasure. We've had him on the air before talking about ancestors, and how you can find out about your family's background, where they came from, and I found out by accident, actually, from Ed, that he and I are cousins. He contacted me through his research, looking back through his family, and found out that we were second cousins removed
four cousins and six cousins through two different lines.
Yeah, so some of these families, when you go back, and he is a researcher that does this as a hobby, of going back and looking at people's family trees. And mm-hmm. when he found my family tree, mm-hmm. it seems that as they left London back in 1600 something.
The Brantleys come over 1638 and came over as indentured servants, landed in southeastern Virginia.
Yeah, we were probably shoe repairmen, and I was until I was 12. And now I'm doing it with Bob. So we landed at the Isle of Wight and went down through North Carolina, and then the Brantleys came over to East Tennessee and settled in Union County at what's now... Is that
Sharp's
right?
Chapel area.
Sharp's Chapel, and that's where some of my ancestors are buried there, and mm-hmm. their gravestones are still there. So, you know, now a lot of people can do this, but if I'm just an average person and I'm someone who's listening and I don't have a family tree, but I would like to find it, where do you start, Ed?
Go to the local genealogy society. Here in Knoxville, that would be across from the Tennessee Theater,
uh-huh.
up in the McClung Library. Go to the third floor, and they can get you started.
And so you go in and say, look, I want to find my ancestors and find out where I came from, and they kind of get that whole thing. And
they'll get you started. Also, write down everything from your relatives. Just any information you can get from living relatives, put that on paper before they start passing away.
And that's very important, isn't it?
That will save you a lot of headaches.
And you know, and a lot of people who are my age, you know, I think back to my grandparents and my great-grandparents, and I didn't get the opportunity to do all of that, and unfortunately, my parents didn't do that. So if you hadn't come along, I would have never known, probably.
Well, I've traced all your branches back.
Well, that's probably a bad thing. You've got the horse thieves and the criminals. And
well, there's some famous people mixed in there.
Yeah, well, actually, I think we married each other somewhere along the line when he was coming over from North Carolina, probably too, right? But that was very common back then, because you would have a daughter from one family who would marry into another family and have then all of a sudden their last name would be something else, and then they would have a child, and then that child would marry right back into the brother's family. Is that correct?
That happened. They didn't know they were related.
And I'm sure that's probably a very common thing, isn't it?
Well, more common than anything.
Now, is it possible to search where you came from by what your name is? For instance, I would have never thought Brantley would be something from London, England. What about Thomas? What about my buddy over here?
I think we're definitely going to be some kind of royalty and not these.
So?
What were you, like an indentured service or a servant with dentures or something?
Yeah, that was it.
Goodness gracious. What do you think, Doc? What's a good word on me?
Well, about 80% of your family probably come over indentured.
Oh, man.
Well, everybody did, didn't they? Pretty much.
Yeah. It was a way to get a ride on the boat.
I had an aunt. She's listening. She said, why are you finding all these people come over indentured? Find someone famous? And let me tell you, I recently traced one of our ancestors in Connecticut. He was the first deputy governor of the Connecticut colony, and I traced him all the way back to a royal family. It turns out Winston Churchill lived up, Princess Diana's, like our 18th cousin through that line. But when I mentioned it to my aunt, and she's going to be smiling right now, she said, You know, those kings were mean to people.
Oh.
And so, found someone famous, but at the same time, they were very brutal.
They were not good people.
That's what I'm telling you. I'm in that famous crowd.
You are?
Definitely. That's me. We got to research this because I'm fairly confident I'm in that 20% of famous something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, kings, queens, duke of something.
Well, in this day and age, for instance, you were talking about your Twitter name. You could not get at Bob Thomas because there's so
too
many
common
names, Bob mm-hmm. and Thomas. So when you're going
I'm thinking
back,
more of your Royal Highness, Bob
right,
Thomas.
Right. When you're going back and looking at your ancestors, does the name make a difference on how easy it is to trace, or if there's a lot of Thomases, for instance,
that's
in the world?
A common name. Mm-hmm. Makes it more difficult.
It's very difficult to put it all together, doesn't it? Do you have to get someone who's a professional to do this? Is that the easiest way to do it? I see Ancestry.com advertised all the time on television. Are they good?
There are professionals. Most of the professionals I'm familiar with work out at the Family History Library in Salt Lake City. I go out there
yeah.
1 week every year. But they'll charge you about $40 an hour to do this for you. I think it's a hobby for me. I don't want someone doing it for me. I do it myself.
You've been out there in Salt Lake City many times? Or?
I just got back a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that the Mormon church yeah. ancestry?
Yeah, the Mormons love the family history for everyone. They got floors of international records where they've gone overseas and microfilmed records. You'll find people speaking French and German in there. They say it's easier to find information at that one library than going around their countryside looking for it.
They have other motives for doing all that, but
that's what
that
it's to baptize everyone yeah, in the world.
That thing. So you got to know their name in order to baptize them in their name, kind of thing.
I see.
But anyway,
use their motives for our benefit.
People from other countries. It's easier for them to come to Salt Lake City, like he's saying, than it is for them to research in their own countries,
because it's to find their family tree.
Yeah. You could be, like he's saying, in Europe, and you'll be more easily find information on your family tree in Salt Lake City, Utah, than going around the countryside to grave sites all through Europe.
Well, now, the legend that I had, and I had asked my father, and he had told me a story about where the Brantleys came from, and he said we came from Mexico. Well, that wasn't true. What Ed found was...
It was entertaining, though.
It was
London.
Yeah, it was London. But he said that we were in what is now Houston, Texas, and got a land grant from the Mexican government. We were down there before this became a state, and we owned all the oil in Texas.
Well,
we were going to sue the state of Texas to get our money and get all the oil back.
Sounds like a chemtrail to me.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And actually, we were just good old farmhands that came over and just wanted to work our way through, right?
Mm-hmm.
And something like that. We're talking with Dr. Ed Jones, and our number is 865-243-8255, following those ancestors back. Now,
I've told you this before. I have a website called thomasancestors.com that my sister did all this incredible work in our family. It goes back. I'm very impressed with it. It's not like going to Salt Lake City, Utah, but people that are Thomas is going to look the great question. If she was here, she'd tell you exactly. I would say like a great, great, great grandfather kind of thing. She's really spends her weekends researching all this, but she goes to grave sites all over the place.
Well, that's part of the fun. I did find the first Brantley in the U.S. is tombstone. Sent you an email with
right.
a photograph of it.
Mm-hmm.
I had to drive all the way to the east coast of North Carolina just to get that photograph.
Mm-hmm. I have that photograph. I have it up on the wall in the office.
And whose grave is it? Your what?
Oh, I don't know that now.
You know it? It's Edward Brantley.
Yeah.
And how far back was it? Was it?
He died in the mid 1600s.
Holy smokes!
And there's also a gravestone at Mossy Springs Cemetery in Union County of Edward Brantley, the 1700s.
I believe that was Thomas.
Thomas Brantley. Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
it's
you're
under
right.
the cedar trees.
Yeah, you're not saying that me and him might be related, are you?
Maybe you are.
Hey, Bob.
How'd you get a Thomas?
Have you ever had a DNA test?
No, never. Do I need one?
We'll talk to Dr. Jones about that and look into that. And also, we got some phone calls coming up, too. It's 848. We'll be right back after this break.